Andrea Fiorino, Master Mix. Master Mix.
Na internetu hledej na www.fiorino.dj.
Hi, this is Michelle Weeks, and you're listening to Andrea Fiorino, Master Mix.
Hey, this is Frankie Knuckles, and you're listening to Andrea Fiorino, Master Mix.
What's up, everybody? This is Nicole Mitchell, and you are listening to the Master Mix radio show. Keep it locked.
Yo, this is Keith Thompson, and you're listening to Andrea Fiorino with the Master Mix on your radio station.
Za mixážním pultem Andrea Fiorino. DJ.
Let's rock the place. Turn the crowd, come on, blast, let's rock. place ready to get down to this fucking sound. Now I know this ain't the best party in the world, but let me explain something to y'all, It ain't no party unless each and every one of you try to make it a party. You dig what I'm saying? Make each record your best record, and we can rock all night long. You know? If everybody's willing to get down real funky in the house tonight, let me just say yeah. I'm saying if everybody's here to it, cause you know there ain't nothing to it. Let me just say hell yeah. You say fuck for the devil, feel for the pain. Cause one old friend, let's rock the place.
Master Mix.
na www.fiorino.dj.
Mixážním pultem Andrea Fiorino.
Yeah. details.
Check
Fiorino.dj.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Kaplička DJ.
At all what's going on, and maybe I can add a little clarity to your worldview. All right, first of all, what we have in Baltimore, it's a riot. What people don't know is that this didn't start off a riot. No, for a week, people were peaceful. People were peaceful. We shall overcome. Singing songs. The bottom line is that for 7 days, we didn't have any drama in Baltimore. Now that we have drama in Baltimore, what do we have? We got news crews everywhere, people giving us lots of coverage for the Baltimore issue. But one thing hasn't changed. There has been no answers about what happened to Freddie Gray. Don't lose sight of it. The snapping of this young man's spine and the crushing of his vocal box. There has been no answer to what happened. I feel like I have no reason to defend looting. Any of you guys, just stop, cut the shit. Do not defend looting. You don't have to. It's not your job to defend looters. Don't do it. You don't defend people doing the wrong thing. I don't care who they are, okay? So you lose credibility with me if I see you doing that. Because it's a way, look, Baltimore is cool. Hey man, I love to dress it up for you, make it seem a different way. No, Baltimore is poor, particularly in these areas where the looting is going on. For God's sake, man, I saw a guy looting toilet tissue. Ass paper. Now, first of all, what goes through the mind of a person who steals ass paper? First of all, he has enough heart to take the ass paper and be coming out the store with the ass paper. Everybody can see it. He has no shame because he really needs the toilet tissue. Do you understand? That's what we're dealing with. So if you mix in people in a poverty situation, people in poverty in Baltimore, in these areas, and an opportunity to get free shit, they're gonna take it. I'm not saying they should be doing it. In fact, I think they should not be doing it because it's not worth risking your life and your freedom. But when you are poverty stricken, when you are broke as hell, you're willing to take that risk. All right? And I don't care if that's Baltimore, I don't care if that's New York, I don't care what I don't. People gonna come up if they can come up if they need. So let's just keep it real, right? Can we keep it real, you and I? I mean, we know that mainstream media, they're not gonna keep it real. The Wolf Blitzers, the Anderson Coopers, the Rachel Maddow's, John Lemon's, Bill O'Reilly's. They're not going to keep it real with you. I'm going to keep it real with you. All right, so now, let's not lose face or sight of the fact that we still don't know what happened to Freddie Gray. It's been almost 2 weeks. What if that was a family member of yours? No, the man didn't have to be perfect, but he sure don't need to be dead because of him. So explain to me why my cousin or my brother or my son is dead. You've had 2 weeks. I can't even get a report out of you that makes sense. I mean, tell me, there was no scuffle? It's a report that said there was no scuffle. No interaction whatsoever. Now we find out, I mean, he's got a broken spine. He's got a crushed voice box, and there's nothing. But you want to tell me that all police officers are bad? All police officers are bad, okay. Where's the good one out of the six-man team that are now sitting home on paid vacation? Where's the good one out of the six bunch to tell what happened that day? I'm waiting for one of these officers to tell on the other officer who broke the guy's vocal box. I give it to you straight. You're not gonna get that everywhere. I give it to you every day. It's for free. You keep watching, I'll keep making videos. I ain't gonna stop. It's gonna be every day, all day, until we find out what happened to Freddie Gray.
Hit subscribe for more of Tim Black, Tim's Take Live, and Tim the Bartender.
Master Mix.